Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So I'm not at the beach. I'm in my car at the school pickup line. I'm parked. It's all good, but I've got the motor running because it's fucking hot and humid. It's like, it doesn't sound very hot, but it's 32. That is Celsius, my American friends. But it's really humid because we've just had a lot of rain, and anyway, it's very hot. So I've got the car running just for the aircon. Not driving. I am not for driving and live streaming. Not that this is what this is, but anyway. How are you all? I've had an interesting week. I have been allowing myself to play with all the ideas when it comes to the future of this podcast. But actually, I feel now that I've given myself permission to do that, that I actually still enjoy this way, right? How the current format, what it is. It's worked for the last 6 and a bit years, and I think it continues to work. It's just that every now and then I get into these places where I start to question myself. If you've been around here, you would have experienced a few of these phases throughout the years for sure. It's just part of the creative process, right? We don't need to make it mean anything else, like we're flaky or whatever else insert story you have around your creative process here. For me, I think the questioning and the agitation serves me, and it makes sure that I'm constantly realigning, which I actually don't think people do enough of and don't give themselves permission to do, and they certainly don't talk about it and share it in public, right? I've been thinking about why I podcast, and it is because expression is life for me. I cannot not express myself. And when I don't, I'm a very unhealthy, unhappy person. Expression is a tool of life. You know, like without it, I mean, I just don't necessarily know what the purpose of life is. You know, I feel like that's what makes us separate from, or like, you know, different from the rest of life on this planet, is that we have the ability to imagine, we have the ability to communicate, we have the ability to create things that never existed before except in our minds, and that's all expression. And that is what I'm here for. Expression. I'm here to express myself, and through that, you know, I hope that the onflow is that other people express themselves. I've been thinking a lot about how I've always, and particularly this International Women's Day has really had me pondering how and why I show up in the world. And, you know, I am a hand raiser, I'm a jumper, I'm someone who speaks up, and sometimes I feel exhausted that it always comes onto me. But I've been thinking about this from a human design lens too, and everything that's going on in the world, and I like to run it through various lenses, and human design is one of them. But I've been thinking about how, you know, for me, well, it, for all of us, if we're into human design, you know, we have, like, not only do we have all the shit going on, like our type, our profile, our authority, our strategy and all that shit, there's also, you know, like different circuitry. And I tend to have a lot of individual circuitry and a lot of collective circuitry and very little tribal. So for me, it is all about my own experience, what's here for me, but also collectively, I feel like I'm quite plugged into what's happening collectively and not so much tribally, you know, like there are tribal elements, and I'm part, like I have my family, you know. Tribal circuitry is really about family. It's about the unit that the small unit that you're a part of, where collective is obviously much broader, and it's an overarching of what's happening collectively in the planet. And then individual is obviously about you as an individual and your individual you know, your individuality. And so I've just been thinking about all that and how, like, you know, tonight I'm going to go to a PNC meeting, which I fucking swore I would never do. I did not I did not see this in my future, people. I did not see this in my future. But I'm going to go because I feel like right now we're in a phase of what I'm seeing collectively is a disintegration or degradation might be a word that I could use. It's not the one I'm looking for, but it'll do for now. Of the systems that have served some of us and oppressed many, and I just feel like I've just totally lost where I was going with that. Oh yeah, that's right. So I feel like, you know, there is collectively, we can see there are outdated systems that, you know, if we look at politics, it's literally a bunch of white men who are stuck in trauma from their childhood fighting like boys in a schoolyard, or not even, you know, in a preschool yard. Like the political system that we're under, while I believe in democracy, I definitely can see the shortcomings of our political system. It's in our face. So is all the equality that's happening in the world at the moment. It's right in my face. I don't know if it's in everyone's face, but it's definitely in mine. And, you know, even like being now part of a school system, what that means and all the things that aren't working in that system are really present for me. And so what I'm noticing about what's happening collectively is a lot of people disengaging from the system. And I'm wondering if that's tribal circuitry in action, because, you know, the instinct is to protect your own. And we've seen this a lot, or I've seen it a lot in COVID. You know, well, I'm not going to be affected by that, so why should I wear a mask? It's a very individual or tribal. You know, my family's not going to be affected by that, so, you know, why would I bother? And so there's this, like, what I'm seeing is this disengagement from systems. But the only way we can change systems is by engaging in the system, right? Like, we need to engage, not disengage, because the system changes when the people in the system change. That's the only way we can change a system, is to be in the system. So for me, I am in the system, and I think there are things that could be worth looking at in this system. And so rather than be passive and hope that someone else puts a hand up, I'm fucking going to a PNC meeting. God save me. But I want to see what it's all about. I'm not sure whether I'll engage. It depends on, for me as a projector, if the recognition is there. Maybe I will. I don't know, because I'm not sure I have, I don't know, like I'm not sure, you know. I think that's partly because I've been involved in a lot, you know, over the last 6 or 7 years. I've had more of a tribal aspect to me. I've been more insular because I've, you know, been in the early phases of motherhood, and now my daughter's kind of up out and out into the world a little more, and it is plugging me back into more of a wider community. Community is really fucking important to me. So is inclusion, which I think I'll probably talk more about over the coming weeks, because it is something that drives me from a cellular level, is this idea of inclusion, and not token inclusion, but like everyone has the right to be themselves. And, you know, and I'm sure I'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. But why did I go that down that tangent? I can't remember. So So I'm going to the PNC, and I'll go there. I'll sit there. I'll listen to what's being said, and I will do what's necessary. If I have to raise my hand, I'll raise my hand, because, you know, like International Women's Day, I've been thinking about that. You know, it's and this is the whole thing. It's women that have been the instigators of change, and it's women who will continue to be the instigators of change. Which I think is a little sad. You know, one thing that I had running around in my head yesterday, which was International Women's Day, it's Tuesday while I'm recording this, was like, I find it really disappointing that Women's Day, we're still having to do all the instigating. You know, it's the women who are organizing the International Women's Day events. It's women who are highlighting women. It's women who are celebrating women. And I feel like, where's the fucking men? Why aren't the men celebrating the women? Why aren't the men organizing the events for the women? You know, it's more load that women don't fucking need. So, you know, but the only way to change things is to change things. So, you know, I don't know, like that's what I'm here for at the moment is to put my hand up and engage where I can. So, yeah, going to a PNC. I laugh every time I say it because it's just such a foreign concept to me, and it's such a, like, oh, that's what I was going to say, because I have been, so I've been in my little tribal bubble, in terms of like the family bubble, right, for a while. But before I had Mabel, you know, community was one of my highest values, and it's a reason that I started my co-working space back in 2012, because I really wanted to build a community. And the work that I do here, right, like this podcast, it's not just it's about me and it's about my experience, but it's also about community. It's about us connecting to each other's stories and shared experience. And that's really what community is to me. It's people who have a shared experience, and it is really important to me. So, you know, it was a driving factor for me starting the Office Collective. But before that, I'd also been involved, you know, I've been on various boards and volunteer organizations. I was on the board for my local Chamber of Commerce in Byron Bay for a few years. I also volunteered for WISE. And when I find myself in these kind of volunteer positions, they haven't, you know, I felt like there's reasons why I don't put my hands up, and there's probably reasons why a lot of people don't put their hands up. Politics is one, you know, like dealing with power struggles is another that I find in volunteer spaces. There's some big egos and stuff, and maybe I'm one of them. I don't know. But you know, like I find like sometimes it's a lot of talk and very little action, which I can find to be frustrating. But also, you know, so that's kind of, I guess, and also because when you show up, as someone like myself, often it very quickly goes from thanks for coming to put your hand up for the president role. And it's not my focus, but I actually do want to see change. I want to see change in my school. I want to see change in my community. And sometimes, I got to be... And, you know, the person who puts their hand up. So why I share this? I guess I share this for a couple of reasons. One, like I got asked the other day, why do you do what you do? Why do you continue to show up and speak up? What is it about that? And I feel like part of it is just, it's just the makeup of who I am. But also a lot of it is because I am here for others to be doing it. And in order to do that, I have to like walk the talk. I have to put my hand up. I have to speak up. I wouldn't be in integrity, you know, and it is important to me. Systemic change is important to me. People, you know, being able to be individuals within a system is important to me. So I'm here for it. And so I'll just continue to show up. And I guess like the point of today is really like, to remind you, if you're teetering on the edge of getting involved in something, get involved. Don't like if there's something that's concerning you, like what I'm finding, and the reason that I'm putting my hand up is because often there's a disconnect between what people are experiencing and the communication with the system. So, you know, it's all very good and well to be unhappy with something, but if you don't say anything about it, nothing changes. Our voices are the things that change things. Our voices are a tool of change. And so the question that I got asked actually was like, how do I speak up? How do I do it? And it's quite simply, I sit in the discomfort, and it's not comfortable ever for me. I sit in the discomfort, and then I just know that if I don't say something, I'm going to feel shit about myself, and I'm not available for that. You know, I use that mirror rule around would I be happy looking at myself in the mirror at the end of the day if I don't speak up? And if the answer is no, then it has to be done. It's about self-integrity. And it's also about leading by example, which is also very important to me and part of my human design. So I want to encourage you to practice putting your hand up, to practice speaking up. You know, even if it's when a meal gets fucking delivered, this is where it started actually for me, was, you know, a meal would get delivered to me or something would happen and I wouldn't understand and I'd just be like, oh, okay. And then I'd go away and think, oh, I didn't really understand what they were talking about then. Now I ask the question, right? If a meal, this is the way we can practice it on a small level. A meal gets delivered and it's not what you expected. I used to eat it with all the resentment of like, fuck them and that fucking, you know, this was not what, but now I'm like, oh, you know, this is cold or something about this doesn't taste right. Like, we can practice it on a smaller level before we go, you know, like speaking up, because like I know the times before I was well versed and before I had, because the voice is a series of muscles and those muscles require exercise the same way our biceps or our quads do, right? Like they grow bigger and stronger the more that we use them. And so, you know, I remember speaking up, say 12 years ago, would involve me, my voice cracking, verging on tears, you know, like very, it felt very raw and vulnerable. And now I still have those feelings, but the voice is stronger. You know, that how you become more comfortable in speaking up is you practice it on a micro level, or is it on a micro level, and eventually it impacts the rest, the macro. So I think that's right. It's micro, whatever. You know what I'm saying. You take small actions and eventually it feeds out into other aspects of your life and you are more confident saying, hey, I'm not okay with that, or this doesn't work for me, or I think that you need to rethink that. I think like what you've said is offensive, or you know, like, yeah, can you repeat that? I'm not really sure I understood. You know, we have to practice using those muscles. So and this is what I dedicate my life to, is expression. And I think that's why Carlosophies will continue on for the time being in this same format as it always has, because there's always something more to say, even when I think there isn't. So that's it from me today. Until next week. Oh, actually, before I go, I want to say, I'm recording on my little mic. My little mic, I found the little adapter because I moved into my new recording studio this week. And so while I was moving all my recording gear, I stumbled across the lightning adapter that works. So I'm back in business, right? I can go back, walk on the beach and start recording Carlosophies again, which makes it feel much more expansive and exciting for me again. So I'm really excited to get back on the beach, but I'm also really fucking excited to be in my new studio. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, head on over there. I'm at Carlosophies, and you can see behind the scenes into my space, and I'm so excited about what the future holds in there for me and possibly for you. So that's it from me this week. Until next week, peace out. And I say next week with confidence. Although, you know, maybe not. At this point, yes, I'll see you next week. Wish me luck at the PNC meeting tonight. Bye.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at Carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.